It's the holiday season, and Famous Footwear is stocked with all the styles your family wants from the brands you love at prices that fit everyone's list. Shop the comfiest Hey Dude shoes and coolest Crocs, or snag the perfect pair of Bearpaw boots and slippers. Plus, for a limited time, find the latest Nike styles for the whole family at savings of up to 30% off. Shop Famous.com or bring the whole family into a Famous Footwear near you and spread some cheer this holiday season with the gift of famously great shoes. Valid on select.
Back here in Searcy, ready to get the fourth quarter of action here for you on the Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7, about 6:30 local time here. Both teams will be back in action tomorrow. The Bombers will take on Cabot. That tip-off slated for 1:30 p.m. The girls will play Batesville Southside afterwards. As Cabot will possess the basketball, Miller tried to get it to Cunningham, and then it went out of the outstretched hand of Kaylin Bean. It's a turnover. Mountain Home will get the ball back.
Yeah, this Cabot squad's only giving up 26 points a game. Mountain Home's got 30 through three quarters, and you know, we just got to continue to press as we get turnovers and try to get buckets.
Parker's going to set the offense between the circles, going to go to her right, or go to her left. Now she's looking. Now she's going to try to go back to her right. Cabot pushing her up the floor. A whistle and a foul is called. They're going to get Kaylin Bean on that one. As that'll be her first foul of the fourth quarter.
It was getting close to a 5-second count right there, and Bean kind of felt that initial, like, I'm about to get it, and kind of bumped up in. Parker kind of hesitated just enough, and when she did, she picked up the foul.
Lake and Moore will throw in, gets it to Parker on the near side. Parker Husky now between the circles. Fresh 35 on the shot clock. Husky's going to drive, kicks it out. Yonkers thought about the three, going to go along the baseline, pulls it back out. Yonkers to the middle. Now she's going to go back, and a whistle and a blocking foul as Yonkers went head first down to the floor. She was tripped up, but she pops right back up. That was a nasty-looking fall.
Yeah, she was kind of trying to jump stop and got kind of undercut right there, but she's moving around good.
It's pretty tough. Parker Husky will throw in. They will get it into Moore in the near corner, and a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Bray Hall on that one. So two quick fouls. In about 5 seconds for Cabot.
Yes, three total here for this quarter. If Mountain Home can continue to put pressure on them, we can maybe try to close this gap at the line without clock running off.
7:12 to go. They get it into Lake and Moore. Cabot has three fouls. Mountain Home one foul away from the bonus. Lake and Moore going to drive to the middle. Goes to the spin move, kicks it out. Estes thought about the three. She'll drive along the baseline. A whistle and a foul. Mountain Home will be in the bonus for the remainder of this game. That's the fourth team foul.
7 minutes left in this quarter. If Mountain Home can stay aggressive, we can maybe steal some points from the line.
Parker will throw in. She's looking. Finally gets it into Estes in front of the far side official. They'll hand it off Lake and Moore with a fresh 35. Mountain Home looking to attack here. Moore going to go downhill. Gives it to Yonkers, top of the key three. This one is missed. Fosnes comes up with it. Oh. A lot of contact there, and a whistle, and a foul is called.
I didn't hear the whistle blow. I was like, how did you not call that? Cunningham just completely just pushed Livy out of the way.
6:49 to go here. All right, we'll send Livy Fosnes to the free throw line. Livy has got 4 points tonight, probably got pretty close to 8 or 9 rebounds. This free throw rattles around, falls in.
Yeah, Livy, she's almost shooting 90% from the line for the year, and when she gets their opportunity to the line, she makes her shots.
That one hung on the rim for a while. The second free throw, this one is good. So she goes 2 of 2 at the line. She's got 6 points. Leads down to 14 now.
Yeah, she's just a sophomore.
Yeah.
She continues to improve, continues to get better. And, you know, you're going to love what you're going to see from this girl.
Yeah. So extended pressure by Mountain Home and a tweet and a foul. Probably going to go on Lake and Moore. They're going to say it is. That's only her first foul.
Cabot fans are there yelling. They want the same call. I would be the same way as Lakin's kind of getting their hands.
Yeah, you certainly would be the same way, wouldn't you?
I don't ever talk to the officials, Dylan.
Sure you don't. Cabot with the basketball.
Even when I'm on the microphone, I don't ever talk to the officials.
Bean with the ball, hands off to Hall. Good defense by Mountain Home, just walling everything up on the dribble drive as this jumper is missed and rebounded by McCarr. And Lady Bombers can make this an 11-point game or a 12-point game. Parker Husky, couple hesitation moves, gives it to Lake and Moore on the left wing, lost the handle, got it back, doesn't have a dribble, now gives it to Husky with 22 on the shot clock. Husky hand off to Witten Coleman back in the game. Witten's going to drive to the middle. A whistle and a foul. That's going to send Witten Coleman to the free throw line.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if Mountain Home can just stay aggressive, you know, this Cabot defense, they love to get their hands on you. And I love to see these Lady Bombers. They are not backing down from the physicality that Cabot's bringing to them.
So Witten Coleman will go to the free throw line. She's done a good job. She's been in foul trouble for the first half, but since then she, knock on wood, hadn't committed any fouls as this free throw was missed. She will still have a second one.
She get a bloody nose. She's bleeding pretty good at halftime. Yeah.
That's a tough sucker right there. She's a tough old kid. This one is good. Lead is down to 13 now.
I wouldn't want to fight her. I promise you that.
No. You deal with her every day. 46-33. Cabot has not scored in this quarter yet. Cunningham with the ball. Now they give it back up top, right down to Bean. Hand off to Bray Hall. Yonkers on her like a cheap suit. They try to get it down inside. Coleman comes up with the steal. Lady Bombers could cut this to single digits.
Yeah, Cabot had the mismatch there down low, and Witten did a good job just undercutting. Here's Lakin being aggressive, getting them in foul trouble. Good job.
So Lakin Moore will go to the free throw line as they're going to get Bray Hall with that one. That's her fourth foul. Wow.
Yeah, down the other end, Cunningham had Witten. That was a mismatch. Yeah. They tried to get it. Witten was smart and kind of went underneath and used her speed to get the steal. See if Lakin can make these shots right here.
Lakin Moore now with 9 points as a substitution for Cabot. Kennedy Churchill will step in.
Lakin's been pure from the line this year, too. She's shooting it at about 89.3% from the line and increasing that, hopefully, with these two.
Lakin Moore's second free throw. This one is missed. Yonkers got a hand on it. Cabot's going to corral it. It's a big scramble for the ball, but it's picked up by Cabot. Mountain Home extended pressure now. They skip it ahead. Now to Kaylin Bean. Bean to the corner to Churchill. Thought about a three, but now they're going to run some clock. 20 on the shot clock down here. Brought backwards to J.C. Cook. She's going to go downhill against Yonkers. Turnaround 10-foot jumper. That's a tough shot.
That's a great senior move there. Got Jayla kind of on her heels and just spun back the other way. And nice little fadeaway.
She's got 19 points. Mountain Home now trailing by 14. This floater by Lakin Moore is good.
Yeah, Cabot's having to stay back a little bit because of all the fouls that they had. And, you know, Mountain Home maybe can take advantage of this.
And a whistle and a timeout called by Jay Cook. He will have two timeouts left. 48-36 our score. Cabot with the lead. 5:08 remaining in this one. We'll take a short little break. This is Lady Bomber Basketball on the Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves in providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. I'm Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home, and I want to invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location on the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Back here in Searcy, high atop Lion Arena. 5:08 to go in this one. Cabot will have two timeouts remaining. Mountain Home will have three at their disposal for the remainder of this one.
You know, Dylan, these are games, non-conference, probably the number one team overall in the state. Once the polls come out, we'll see what it looks like. But these are games that the Lady Bombers are not backing down. Yeah. They are playing really well, and we're getting better this game. We may not be ahead on the scoreboard right now, but we are getting better this game. And this is going to set us up for a good non-conference season. And Mountain Home goes to
away.
One. Yes, they go to a 1-3-1 coming out of that timeout.
So Mountain Home forces the turnover. The Lady Bombers can cut this one to single digits on this possession. Parker will throw in to Lakin Moore. So it's McCarn, Moore, Coleman, Yonkers, and Parker, the five on the floor for Mountain Home. Lakin's got to kick it out to Husky. Hand off to Yonkers. Yonkers going to go downhill. Steps through off the window. This one rattles around. Won't go. Yonkers came up with it. It's going to go off the hand of a Cabot Panther.
Yep. Yonkers and Witten right there together trying to fight for that board. They throw it off of a Cabot player, and we're able to regain possession.
4:46 left in this one. Parker to throw in. They'll get it into Coleman, top of the key. She's going to drive. Right-hand layup. This one is missed. McCarr tried to come down with it. Scramble for the loose ball. And it's going to be a jump ball going towards Mountain Home.
Yeah, Wynn's got to slow down. She had the left side wide open. Yeah. She tried to cross back under and go on the right side, which is her strong hand. She just needs to go up and hit that left-handed layup.
We'll talk to her parents about that one.
Wynn, we'll work on that this week.
Parker Husky with the ball and a whistle and a foul away from the ball. It's going to send – it's a legal screen. And I think it was because Jayla was running full speed and it knocked someone down. It wasn't a screen, but it was displacement away from the ball. So it's a foul against Mountain Home. Only their second of the quarter as Cabot will get the basketball back. Cabot again moving from left to right. They'll hand it off to Churchill. Played a lot of minutes off the bench here as Bliss Miller now has it. Scooped down to Cunningham off the window. Good. And now the scoreless streak in this fourth quarter is over. Cabot now is on the board in this quarter. You give it back to Moore. And a whistle, and looks like they could. I saw that arm go out. I thought they could have called an offensive foul, but Lakin's going to go to the free throw line with 4:12 to go.
Lakin's a load, man. Yeah. She's coming full steam. You don't want to get in front of her right there. She uses her body very, very well to get some shots.
Lakin's got 9 points. First free throw. This one is good. She's in double digits now. I mean, there's a reason she's getting a lot of looks from a lot of mid-major D1s and high D2s.
Yeah, Southern Miss has looked at her.
Pitt State loves her.
Pitt State loves her. UCA, I think she's talked to them a few times here.
This one's missed. Coleman about came up with it, and McCarn comes up with it. Lady Bombers will reset. Parker Husky, right wing, three on the way. Got it!
Huge right there, Decon. Out hustling Cabot for the ball. Steps right into a wide open three-point bucket, and Mount Home gets her trap in right here. Ten.
Not quite yet. Down to 26 on the shot clock. It was close to a 10-second violation. They give it to Cook. Left wing three. Got it.
That's what seniors do right there. That's what seniors do. They bury your hearts.
J.C. Cook, a D1 prospect of her own, responds right back. Moore, a deep left wing three from the 28-foot line. This one is missed, and now Cabot's on the run. Actually, they're going to slow it down. Miller picked up her dribble after she took one dribble as it skipped to the far side. Bounce back up top to Cunningham. Cabot just running some clock here. They realize Mountain Home's on a hot streak here. Moving from left side of the floor now. Hands it off the window. Good by Cunningham. She's a handful, too.
She is, man. She just uses her body. She, like we talked about, Lake, and Cunningham does it down on the block. And, you know, she just is very patient with the ball. It reminds me a lot of like a Braden Dewey down low, being patient.
She's got 11 points. Lake and Moore turnaround jumper. This one's missed right down to the hands of Coleman. Coleman and a whistle and a foul. It'll send Witten Coleman to the free throw line.
Who would have thought the smallest girl on the floor comes up with two or three offensive rebounds for the Lady Bombers this quarter?
No kidding. It's been a real back and forth quarter. Send Witten Coleman to the free throw line. Under three to go. Free throw was good. And Witten is 2 of 3 from the free throw line currently, as it is 55-41. Coleman's second free throw missed out the front of the rim. Foster comes up with it, and a whistle and a jump ball. Still a good play by Fosness. The next possession arrow will go to Mountain Home.
Wow, Livy went in there and almost got a hold of that board right there, and looked like she got hammered, but they called a jump ball on her.
Mountain Home and some extended pressure. Diamond press,
looks like a diamond press we're going to work on right here.
J.C. Cook skips it ahead to Bray Hall. They break it, not just super easy. They give it to this side. Bean going to drive in against Fosness off the window. This one is missed. Right back down to Bean. Turnaround 5-foot jumper rattles home, and it's 57-41.
Livy got caught watching right there. She did a good job on the initial defense. She watched that ball go up in the air, took one step in, and it was just enough for Bean to come in and get the offensive board behind her.
Lake and Moore gives it to Husky. Right corner three. This one is good. Another three for Parker Husky. Still a 13-point game. 2.5 to go.
Good kick out by the Lady Bombers for an open three.
Parker's got 6 points. She's got them all in this quarter as Mountain Home sinks back into man-to-man. It'll come to this side to Bean. Bean's going to drive in uncontested off the window. Good. 59-44.
Yeah, it looks like we got kind of caught. Didn't know what defense we were coming back into there. Some looked like they were in zone. Some looked like they were in man.
Akimora, deep three. Got it. Tell you what, now the Lady Bombers are heating up.
Yeah, the coach. Cook's not happy down here for Cabot. He's going to call timeout.
They said Dell called that timeout. He's going to have three remaining. We're going to take a short little break. Minute 57 to go in this one. Lady Bombers trail by 12. We'll take a break. This is Lady Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals as Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Back here in Searcy, 59-47, the score. We're just talking about the football state final. Right down the road in Little Rock, a lot of good games over there. Those are on PBS. You want to check those out. And it's going to be a weekend full of games. Always love championship weekend, no matter what sport it is. Cabot with the basketball. They get it into Cunningham. They now give it to Miller. Going to go across the timeline. Extended pressure by Mountain Home. Minute 50 to go now. Mountain Home with a 12-point deficit, which with the shot clock now is not as big as you would think it is, as a whistle and a foul.
Yeah, that's okay. Trying to extend this game, get some steals. You know, we talked about, Dylan, we talked about maybe the number one team in the state. I know probably people are tired of hearing about that. But
it's true.
I want everybody to know how good this team is. And even if we don't win this game on the scoreboard, we have gotten better tonight.
Yeah.
The Lady Bombers have done some really good things, and we have gotten better tonight as we're in a 1-3-1 zone here.
They give it off to Miller. Gives it back to Bean. Now to the near side to back to Miller. Husky comes up with the steal. And she keep it in bounds. Oh, she could. She stepped on the line. Still a good job by Husky, though. But I don't know if they'll reset the shot clock or not. It should stay at 23. She never really possessed it.
No, they shouldn't reset. She got a tip on it, tried to save it back in bounds. And if she'd had about one more foot, I think she'd been able to tightrope that sideline and get it on down to her.
90 seconds to go in this one. 20 on the shot clock. Miller with the ball. They skip it to Cunningham. Cunningham to the corner. Cook for three. Wide open. Got it.
Yeah, Cook is
not missing that one.
No, she has been the offense for Cabot this second half.
Tell you what, she's got 19 points in the second half. She got 25 for the night. Moore deep three. Had to put one up. This one is missed. Shot that from about the 30 or the 28-foot line. And now Cabot has the ball with a minute to go. They're cruising to, looks like, a double-digit victory.
Yeah, they're gonna end up 7-0, but hey, this is not all lost. They've only averaged giving up 26 points a game, and right now Mountain Home is at 47. So we've done some good things on the offensive end. We've only had 9 turnovers against this defense, and you gotta like that if you're a Lady Bomber fan. And you know, we've caused 8 turnovers, and that's kind of what you want to see as Mountain Home's gonna clear the bench here.
Yeah, Dell's waving the white flag here. He's gonna have Bailey Rittenberg, Sarah Williams, Ashlyn Estes. It's also going to have Addison Ferris and Ava Fosnes hop into the game here with 49.4 to go.
Yeah, Dale's got his girls huddled up right now. I guarantee he's telling them that same thing. The Mountain Home coaches are going to leave happy after this game.
So they will have one more game tomorrow. They will take on Batesville Southside about 3 o'clock. That'll also be on Classic Hits 101.7. So they're just dribbling this clock out. They might even take a shot clock violation and just give it back to Mountain Home like they do in the NBA. Down to 14. They might run something here. Cabot has not subbed yet, so they're going to go downhill. Give it to Cunningham, top of the key, 3-pointer. That one's good. Holy cow. Tell you what, I think everyone on the roster could shoot for Cabot as we're down to 12 seconds.
But if you're a 6A team and you're watching Cabot shoot like this, knowing that they can defend like this, they're going to have your attention now.
Rittenberg throws it off the window. That one won't go. Rebounded by Cabot, and that one is going to do it. So Lady Bombers come to Searcy. They're now 0-2 here in Searcy as they fall to the Cabot Panthers by 18 points. Final score, Cabot 65, Mountain Home 47. We will take a short little break, and we will have the post-game show here for you on Classic Hits 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network. Again, final score, Cabot 65, Mountain Home 47.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is committed to their customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.